Well, I don't know what that background words are. I'm hearing it. I don't know if you're hearing it. This is Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. That was certainly a little weird, at least from my end, and I hope it stops. I don't know what crossed line or something somewhere. Anyway, welcome to today's show. There it is again. We're going to talk about how education associations work with the education business. And we've got two good friends of ours. Okay, Missy Green, who's the Director of Strategic Partnerships over at CETA. Okay, the State Ed Tech Directors Association. And Pat Leonard, who's the COO of Midas Education, as a good example of one of the companies in the field. Okay, I'm looking forward to this show. I am indeed. All right, we're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out over at EduTalkRadio like we always do, and over on Facebook, it's the same thing. And I hope that background noise, you're not hearing it. I hope it's only me. All right, so check it out. I want to remind everybody, we've got our wonderful new digital magazine, which is just getting rave reviews out there. It's called Accessibility, Compliance, Equity, and Education. The whole magazine's over at ace-ed.org. And check it out, tell your friends about it, et cetera. And a lot of great companies in there advertising, great editorial, et cetera, et cetera. We're very, very concerned about equity in education, as just about everyone is. Social justice, inclusion, accessibility, compliance to the rules, et cetera, et cetera. That's what our editorial's about. So please check it out. It's at ace-ed.org. Okay, and I hope you enjoy it, for goodness sakes. Let me bring on Missy, and let me bring on Pat. All right, let me see if they can hear anything. Missy, can you hear that background rumble?
Hey, Larry, no, I don't hear anything weird other than your voice.
You,
no, just kidding.
That's weird enough.
I don't hear I hear no background noise either. I agree with Missy. Everything's great.
Thank you, Pat. So therefore, there must be a connection from my host line here. So no, I'm not going to worry about it anymore. However, it is driving me crazy. It's like a TV show, like a Twilight Zone, where I've got another voice going in my head. So it's just absolutely lovely. Okay. My good pal, Missy Green. Hey, Missy, I was look, when I tweeted out to you about the show today, I put in your name came up on Twitter, and I put it in there. And you have two I never knew you had two daughters. How old are they? You described them as two independent and wonderful young ladies.
They are. They are. My daughters are 24 and 28. So they're grown up, and they are independent women.
And here I thought you were about 34 years old, Missy, my good buddy. So there you go.
I love discussing my age on a national radio show. That is so awesome, Larry. Thank
you
for this opportunity.
No, really. I was amazed when I thought that, because you described them as women. I think that's super. Okay. And it is great. Pat, I'm not even going to get into that with you. Okay. real quick. Tell everybody, Missy, about CETA. You're the Director of Communications over there. Okay, just tell everybody.
Yeah, sure. So I'm the partnerships person. So really my job is to connect people with companies that do great things for kids in school as far as technology. So it's a dream job. It really is. I get to work with amazing state leaders who care a lot about education and technology. And I also get to work with great companies who provide solutions for those folks. So I'm a great big connector.
That's good. And that's really, really cool. And I love the way we're putting together the show. It's just great. Pat, you're COO of Midas Education. I certainly know what you do. But can you tell everybody about Midas? Might as well give yourself a good plug. Pat Leonard.
Sure. Midas Education, it actually stands for Massively Integrated Data Analytics System. And we
I didn't know that.
It's the big thing. Yeah, it's pretty cool. That's real creative of it. We're an education enterprise management system, so we sort of help school districts and state departments of education consolidate what they're doing